The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
Duffy's Tavern, transcribed with our guest tonight, Ed Wynn, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you eat meat eat? Archie the manager speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Where was I last night? I went to the opera. Yes, the opera, you know, Misery with the French Horns. Yeah, Duffy, there's two kinds of people that go to the opera, you know. There's them that goes because they think it's the thing to do, and then there's their husband. Yeah. Then there's the type that goes just, they go just because they get free tickets. Yes, I had a very good seat. In fact, for opera, it was the best time. Yeah, I was behind a post in the last row. And guess who I met there? He's coming down here tonight. Ed Wynn. Wynn, Duffy. As if in, if you're married, you can't. Huh? Who is he? He's one of those lowbrow comedians. Yeah, you know, the kind that gets laughs. You can't place him? Oh, look, Duffy, remember in the old days when you turned on the radio and you used to get a lot of static? Well, if the static giggled, it was Wynn. Yeah. Well, look, Duffy, I think we've had enough fun for one nickel. I'll call you back.
Hey, Miss Archie, how'd you like the opera last night?
The opera? Well, Eddie, it was sort of in between.
In between?
Yeah, too loud for sleeping and too soft for snoring.
How'd you happen to go?
What do you mean, how did I happen to go?
Well, when you left here, you was cold sober.
Oh, well, I thought I told you, you know, I had an Annie Oakley. You know that Senor Vermicelli from the opera company?
Yeah.
Well, I waited on him the other day, and he asked me if I liked opera, and before I had a chance to answer, he gave me a free ticket.
Well, with the kind of service you give people, you deserved it. Well, yeah. Didn't you like nothing about the opera?
Well, just one thing.
What?
The blonde sitting next to me. She and her, well, anyway, we had quite a literary discussion about music. And somehow I happened to mention about the opera that I wrote.
The opera you wrote?
You seem aghasted.
You ain't never told me you wrote an opera?
Well, Eddie, I don't tell you everything. Like, for instance, I didn't tell you that I took a bath last week.
Did you?
Well, no, I'm just using it as an example.
You write an opera?
Why not? Some guys shoot pool, some guys go out with dames. I happen to write operas. And mine is one that the people will be able to understand, too. Now, take last night. There was a lot of suffering going on, you know, but nobody knew why. With my opera, it's going to be different.
You're so right.
As I say, why is it that people enjoy an opera on the radio so much, Eddie?
Why?
A very good question. The reason is, it's because Milton J. Cross keeps interrupting, you see. He makes everything clear, and that's what gave me the idea for my opera. I wrote one with a built-in commentator.
Well, who's going to be this commentator?
Ed Wynn. I'm going to try the opera out here tonight, and Ed Wynn will do the commentating. And Eddie, this opera can't miss. I can see it already. It's opening night. Me name is up in lights. Limousines driving up. Ladies with evening gowns. Men with tails. Well, hello, Finnegan.
What's he doing?
Writing an opera.
Oh. Is it tough to write an opera?
Oh, not at all.
How does it work?
Simple as ABC.
Oh, yeah? How does that work?
Well, Finnegan, to write operas, you got to visualize. You know, for a stupid guy, you got a very intelligent face.
Well, thanks, Art.
Yeah. I'm sure that if you had been born with a forehead, it would have been a high one. Well, as I say, you got to visualize the thing as a whole.
In the head?
In your case, yes. Now, as I say, if you visualize the...
What's that word again, Art?
Visualize.
Do you mind if I ask you a pertinent question?
Go ahead.
What's the meaning of the word pertinent?
Finnegan, I'd answer that question, but I fail to see where it is irrelevant.
Well, thanks, Arch. I think that covers it.
Hey, Archie, did I hear that you wrote an opera?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're going to put it on here tonight?
Why not?
Should I tell him?
Look, Miss Duffy, just because you studied singing with that broken-down Yashapanya Slavnik...
Broken down?
You heard me, broken down.
Archie, I'll have you know that Yashapanya Slavnik is a very high-priced teacher.
How much does he charge?
$15 a lesson.
$15 a lesson?
Yeah. Of course, if you pay cash, there's a discount.
How much is it then?
20 cents. Of course, to get the discount, you have to bring your own piano.
Well, naturally, but even Miss Duffy, at 20 cents, I think the guy is still robbing you.
Oh, yeah? Yasha says that I'm his most promising pupil.
He does, huh?
Yeah. And believe me, that's quite a compliment coming from a man who once shook hands with Nick Lucas.
Well, maybe we can use you tonight.
As a singer?
Certainly not as a showgirl. Now get in the back room and start practicing.
Well, why do I have to practice?
I would like my opera singers to practice what they screech. Now let me see. Who else could we get to sing the other part?
Say, Arch, Eddie tells me you're putting on an opera tonight.
That's right, Joe.
Do you need a singer?
Everybody wants to get into the act. Yeah, Joe, we need a singer. You want to audition me?
Okay. Rito Pagliaccio. Singers run in my family, you know.
I can see why. Joe, maybe you better stick to singing the praises of Vitalis, huh?
Well, naturally, that I do with more enthusiasm.
Well, tell me why, Joe, in so many words.
Because Vitalis keeps your hair well groomed. Vitalis tames down dry, unruly hair and helps hair that's been dried out by sun, wind, and water. Why, no other hair preparation can give your scalp and hair better protection than Vitalis and the 60-second workout. For the Vitalis formula contains two of the same ingredients that many skin specialists prescribe for dry, flaky scalps, plus all the other extras that make your hair more handsome, more healthy looking. So try the Vitalis 60-second workout. Let it prevent scalp and hair dryness, route flaky dandruff, and give you the best-looking, healthiest-looking head of hair you ever have. You'll look your best tomorrow if you get a bottle of Vitalis today.
Well, Eddie, I got the opera finished.
Oh, that's nice. What you gonna call this masterpiece?
Well, I was thinking of calling it, Carmen.
That's a tricky little name.
Thank you. It don't make sense, of course, but it has a nice operatic feel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me just polish this thing a little now. This half note here, I think I'll change that to a quarter note in case a little dame sings it. Now, this minor fifth, I think I'll make that a demented fourth. Yeah, that's a lot better. Now, let's see.
Hey, Arch, that guy that just come in.
Yeah?
He looks like an idiot.
Finnegan, that's Ed Wynn.
Hello, Archie.
Finnegan, I think you was right.
You know, I hope I'm awfully late, Archie.
You hope you're late? Why?
Well, my face joke depends on it. I thought that was clever when I put that in there. I had an awful time getting here, Archie. I had an awful time, really.
Yeah? Well, didn't you take the number 8 bus like I told you?
The number 8 bus?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake, no. I came the hard way. 2 4s.
Well, Dave, that's a very funny joke. Well, Mr. Wynn, I'm glad you came down here tonight. You see, I got a little proposition.
You know, that reminds me of a joke.
What's the joke?
Well, it's the joke. I think you'll enjoy this, you know.
Yeah?
It's the joke about the fellow who brought a girl home to the girl's father.
Uh-huh.
See? Now, you got to follow this. Uh-huh. So the father says to the boy, says, "What have you done to my daughter? Look at her. She's all suntanned." When you hear this? So the fella said to the girl's father, he said, "Well, I took her to the beach." And the father said, "You did, eh? Well, you leave this house and never darken my daughter again." Did you get that? What a good joke.
Well, anyway, you see, I was to the opera last night, and...
Did I ever tell you the joke about the man who had only 2 teeth, Archie?
2 teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man had 2 teeth. One in his upper jaw and one in his lower jaw. This is very funny. One day, the tooth in the lower jaw said to the tooth in the upper jaw that we ought to get together for lunch sometime. I'm kidding. You know that's good.
Well, Mr. Wynn, as I was saying, I went to the opera last night.
Oh, that reminds me, you know. Archie, I'm in quite a predicament.
A predicament?
Yes, I've been having trouble with my stomach, and the doctor told me to diet. But he didn't tell me what color, you know.
I can see I'm in a bit of a predicament myself.
Yeah?
I went to the opera last night.
Oh, that reminds me of another one. Just what you said. Do you like food, Archie?
Wouldn't sit down to a meal without it.
That sounds funnier than anything I've said so far. That's a daily trip, Adam. Well, I'm glad you like food anyhow, Archie. If you want a wonderful dinner, I want you to take down this recipe. Will you do that?
Okay.
Well, now, first, you take a large turkey, and you clean the turkey very carefully.
Uh-huh.
Then you take a goose, which is a little smaller than the turkey, and you place the goose inside of the turkey. Now, inside the goose, you place a little duck. Then inside the duck, you put a chicken, and in the chicken, you put a squab. What a dish that is. Inside the squab, you put an olive, you see?
An olive?
Yeah. Then you cook the whole thing for about 3 hours, and it's wonderful.
Really?
Oh, yes. Cooked that way, an olive is simply delicious.
I imagine the part around the wishbone must be great. But as I was saying, Mr. Wynn, you see, the trouble with opera is that the people don't understand it, you
Archie,
see.
Last week I took my girl to the opera, Archie. What do you think happened?
What?
Well, you'll enjoy this. I keep laughing because I love life, you know. I'll tell you the whole story. I took my girl to see the opera, got a Dameron, you know.
Watch your language, please.
Oh, I... We're making this up, you know, as we go along. So far,
surprise,
he's ahead of me.
Surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Shall we start the whole thing over again?
No. Take it from the gutter Dameron.
All right. Anyhow,
what happened?
I took my girl to the opera, got a Dameron, and I didn't hear one word of the opera, Archie.
No?
She talked and talked and talked all through the opera. I didn't hear any of the overture. I didn't hear any of the singing. Even after the opera, she kept talking. I heard none of the opera, got a Dameron. And last night, she called me up again, and she asked me would I like to take her to the opera, this time for Rigoletto. Do you know what I said to her? I said, "I'd love to take you. I've never heard you in Rigoletto."
Well, Mr. Wynn, as I was saying, I went to the opera last night and decided that people don't understand opera, so I wrote myself with a commentator, and I want you to be the commentator.
Why didn't you say so before?
Well, I tried to, but you seem to have a slight impediment in my speech. What, will you do it?
Oh, I'd love to do it. You know what I'll do, Archie? I'll go out and put on my opera clothes. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
Miss Archie, this opera, I mean, this Carmen.
Yes?
This, Mr. Wynn, is he the gentleman that's going to make it clear?
Yes. Eddie, he's going to do sort of a commentary. Hey, a commentary? Guess I'm pretty good with the jokes myself. I must send that one into the Reader's Digest.
Well, I hope they got a reader that can digest it.